From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi is out. Hundreds of thousands of people in Cairo burst into cheers on news of today's military coup. Under nightfall this hour, flags are waving and people are celebrating in Tahrir Square, reminiscent of the 2011 revolution that toppled the Mubarak regime. Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the head of the military, is heard through an interpreter telling people to keep it that way.
The armed forces calls on the great Egyptian people from all its walks of life to respect peaceful demonstration to avoid violence that will lead only to more bloodshed and martyrs.
He says Morsi's been replaced with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Constitutional Court. The Islamist-backed constitution has been suspended, and an early presidential election will be held. NPR Saraya Sarhadi Nelson says Sisi was not alone when he made a televised address to the nation.
Now, it's important to note that when he was delivering this speech, he was surrounded by the country's top religious leaders, both Coptic, Christian, and Muslim, and also by Nobel laureate Mohamed El-Baradei. There were other people on stage as well. Again, people who have been in protest mode against what is now former President Mohamed Morsi.
NPR Saraya Sarhadi Nelson. The State Department is calling on all sides in Egypt to exercise restraint and lower the violence. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. has been watching with concern as protests engulfed key Arab ally.
The U.S. Embassy in Cairo is closed, as is the consulate in Alexandria. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki says they will remain closed for the coming days, and the U.S. is urging Americans to avoid traveling to Egypt because of the political unrest.
This is an extremely tense and fast-moving situation in Egypt. We are monitoring it very closely.
She criticized Mohamed Morsi for not laying out steps that could have met some of the demands of protesters. Psaki stopped short of criticizing the Egyptian military, which Morsi's supporters say is carrying out a coup. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. trade deficit is still growing. The Commerce Department is reporting a $45 billion imbalance in May. That's about 12% higher than April's deficit and the largest trade gap in 6 months. Exports fell 0.3%, reflecting economic troubles with the U.S.'s European trading partners. Imports rose 1.9%, but overall, the trade deficit is currently running lower than it was the same time last year. Before the closing half-day session, Dow was up 57 points at 14,989. You're listening to NPR News. A Cleveland man charged with holding three women captive for about a decade has been found competent to stand trial. Kevin Niedermeyer of member station WKSU has the latest.
During the pretrial hearing, Judge Michael Russo read the results of the doctor's evaluation to suspect Ariel Castro.
The court finds that Mr. Castro is competent to proceed in this matter to assist his counsel and to stand trial.
Castro is facing 329 charges of rape, kidnapping, assault, and aggravated murder. Prosecutors say more charges are expected. During the hearing, Castro asked to be allowed to see his 6-year-old daughter, who is the child of one of his alleged hostages. That request was denied. The trial is scheduled to begin August 5th. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Cleveland.
Firefighters nationwide have observed a moment of silence for comrades killed in the line of duty in central Arizona on Sunday. 19 members of the Granite Mountain Hotshots were overwhelmed by an out-of-control fire outside the mountain town of Yarnell. It was the deadliest single event involving firefighters since the 9/11 attacks. This hour, hundreds of firefighters are still trying to contain the Yarnell Hill blaze, which has burned more than 8,400 acres. It's day three of a transit strike in the San Francisco Bay Area, although more rush hour commuters were expected to avoid another day of major delays by basically taking off early for the July 4th holiday. The Bay Area Rapid Transit Agency and its union workers have resumed contract talks this day. Before the close, U.S. stocks were higher, with the Dow up 57 points on this half-day session. It ended at 14,989. This is NPR.